You got your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter number 11. John chapter number 11, a very familiar story, one that probably everybody in this room is familiar with. That's the story of Lazarus and him dying and his sisters brokenhearted. And I want you to go with me to that passage of Scripture today. I've got a unique thought today, and I want to share it with you, and I think it'll be a blessing to you. I want to say happy birthday to Chuck Woods. Chuck had a birthday this week, and y'all had an anniversary too, didn't you? Poor old Peggy. God bless her. I've been praying for her. And Tara McLean is 26 today. Tyler married an older lady. Amen. Amen. You got your Bibles? Stand with me to John 11. And I'm going somewhere today, and I want you to follow with me. I think you'll get some help. I did. And I needed you ever have a message that you needed probably more than everybody else did? Well, I need it. And I tell you what, it helped me, and I think it'll help you too. Amen. John chapter number 11. And I want to dive in. Let me dive in at verse 11, though 14 and 15 is where I'm going to be. Let's just kind of get context. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Now notice verse 14 and 15. Jesus said something, verse 15. I've read this 100 times, but it blew my mind this time. Look at it. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Amen. Father, I pray this message will minister to people today. Amen. I'm aware in the church this large, at any given time, somebody's struggling. Somebody this week's got bad news. Somebody this week has been thrown off their game. Their life's been tumbled around. I pray, God, you'll help us to help them this morning. And for that lost person here that has no hope and no help and no Savior, I pray, God, today that it'll be real to them and they'll get saved. We'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. I have two texts, and one of them will sound real good, and one of them's going to be the bluntest thing you ever heard in your life. In this statement, verse 15, I saw it. Did you see it? How many saw it? I saw it. I hope y'all saw it. I'm going to preach on two things. I'll give you the soft one first. When bad news turns to great news. When bad news turns to great news. Now listen to this one. Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad. That's what he said. How many of y'all got that out of that verse? Jesus said, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad. So, Allison, you can pick whatever text you want today. I'll just let you choose. Why in the world would he have said such a statement? Let me say this to you. Anytime Jesus is around, people get healed. Yes. He couldn't go to a place that was sick people that he didn't heal. But this time he chose not to go on purpose. And he looked at them bunch who were hurting and said, he's dead, and I'm glad. Well, you've got bad news. And I'm glad. Because I'm getting ready to let business start picking up. And you getting ready to get some great news. Man, let me, woo, hallelujah. If he'd have showed up in Bethany, Lazarus would never died. Would you say amen right there? I want you to know this. If he'd have went to Bethany, he would have performed a miracle, but it would have been a lesser miracle. Sometimes God allows some bad stuff that he could take away so he could do a greater miracle. Man, I'm about to get full of, woo, hallelujah. Let me say this to you, and I had to grab a hold of this myself. God could stop anything going on in your life. He could stop the trials. He could stop the bad time you're having. He can stop it. There's no problem God cannot solve. There is no question that God cannot answer. There's no difficulty that God cannot alleviate. There's no sickness that God cannot heal. But he said, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad. Did he say that? You said, preacher, I'm suffering a setback. Well, you just might be getting ready for a comeback. Preacher, I've got bad news this week. You might be getting ready for some great news this week. I'm going to preach. I gave you 6 bullet points. I'm not even going to give you any sub points. If I did, we'll be here about 3:00. I'm just giving you 6 bullet points that I saw from this passage. How bad news can turn to great news. What is this all about? Now, let me give you 6 things. Look at verse number 4. First of all, I want to talk about single minded praise. Look at verse number 4. When Jesus heard that he said the sickness is not unto death. Somebody help me. But for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Sometimes, and I don't understand it all, God allows the rug to be pulled out from under us. For one reason. That when he does do something marvelous, something that man can't touch, and something that man can't get credit for. You know, man gets a lot of credit. I want to tell you, sometimes we need something that man cannot help us with. That we need a supernatural touch from God. And when it comes, nobody gets the glory but God. And I want all y'all to hear at Taze Valley Baptist Church, God wants all glory. Hey, listen to me. Don't give me glory. Don't give the staff glory. Don't give the deacons glory. God's saving people all over the place. But I want you to know to God be the glory. Yes, sir. Hey, amen. Oh, let me. Can I go on? Let me go on. I want y'all to stay with me. Number 2, what's he talking to us about? Look at verse 5, 6, 7. Then I'll even go down to verse 9 and 10. Notice submission's priority. Look what Jesus said. Verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. Now hold a minute. You may be going through something right now and you're thinking, why is this happening to me? And how can he love me? Well, he loves you. Somebody help me. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, look what he done. He stayed 2 more days. How many got that? When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days, still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, he still ain't going to Lazarus. Let us go into Judea again. And the disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews have laid sock to stone you. You don't want to go over there. They might hit you with a rock. That's bad news territory. I'm glad when they say it's bad news territory, bad territory, it's good territory when Jesus walks in that territory. I've been hearing today, God's done with the church. God's done with revival. God's done with souls. I want you to know my God's still on the throne. He's still there. He's not done. He's not finished. He's still there. That's not even my sermon. That's just some added stuff I'm throwing in. Woo! Look here. Look at verse 9. Now you got to get this. Submission's priority. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? And if any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. Whew. Here's our problem.
Amen.
You ain't on time, God. Why you up there waiting 2 days and then heck a little trip to people that don't even like you? You ever done that? Well, you shake your watch and say, where you at? Where's my help?
Yeah,
come on. Amen. What's the hold up? You always teach us here. Even though you're going through a bad time, don't get off course. You still got to work while I stay. Somebody help me preach. You know what sometimes God does? He allows us to go through it to see if we're going to stay on course. Somebody help me. See, by the way, submission is a priority on good days and bad days. Hello? On good days and bad days. What are you saying, preacher? If you have a bad week, you still ought to come to church. If you're having a rough month, you still should tithe. If you had a long day, you still ought to give out a gospel tract. When people get on your nerves, you still need to lift up the name of Jesus. What I'm saying is you got to stay on course. I tell you what, the devil will try to get us all off course. You get some bad news and you get some trouble coming in, you start thinking all kinds of stuff. And I have, I tell you what, I thought, man, I ought to just go ahead and retire before I die. I thought about it. I can't do it. Man, I ain't had no good news lately as far as the physical. And the temptation is to get on course. I'm just going to stay on course. I'm going to haunt y'all till I do die. See, let me tell you what. There ain't no time for us to jump off the boat when trouble comes. Because bad news may just get me getting you ready for some great news.
Amen.
Preacher, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be so faithful. I'm tempted. Am I preaching? We need to make submission to God our priority. Let me give you a third thing. Y'all still liking this? Look at verse 11 and 12. I see a sovereign perspective. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of the sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. I want you to notice number three. Boy, this one here grabbed me. A sovereign perspective. By the way we think is not always the way that God thinks. See, death to us, come on, help me, means it's over. Death to us means it's too late now. See, we don't want to wait on God's timetable. When we see the end, and we're getting ready to go to a funeral, he's getting ready to wake somebody up out of a nap. When we say it's over, and it's over, we're done. There's no way I can get out of this mess. There's no way my life could get any better. There's no way that I could have. God's getting ready to do some resurrection. Oh, glory. How many of y'all agree with me? Our thoughts is not his thoughts. Number four, I see supernatural power. Boy, I really want to dig into it. Can I plow this one? See, he's getting ready to go to Lazarus' grave, and he's going to say this, come forth, Lazarus! You say, why was he so specific anyway? At his voice? If he had just said, come forth, everything in the graveyard would came forth. I want all y'all to know, I got a God that's got all power. I got a God that is omnipotent. I got a God that sits high on the throne. Now, I got to ask you a question. This one's... I really wish I didn't preach this because it's plowing my field. How can you see resurrection if you don't want to see something die? How are you going to meet the storm chaser if you've never been in a storm? How are you going to meet the healer if you ain't never been sick? How is he going to wipe away your tears if you've never cried? How are you going to pick up your head when your head never sinks? How is he going to carry you if you ain't never been weak? How will you learn his strength is perfect if your strength never gets weak? Somebody ought to help me preach here. Instead of complaining about the valley is a chance for God to do some great things. Whew. Get this. If it went over there and healed him while he's sick, them old boys been used to that. Because see, they went to a leper's house one day that had leprosy and he cleansed him. They went to a guy that was sick of palsy and he made him walk and take up his bed and start climbing up the wall. Am I preaching? They saw blind people say, I can see. But what they ain't never seen is somebody junkyard dead 4 days. And who's now, I could smell the odor of him. I ain't never seen no power like that. Yeah, I seen power to heal. I seen God do great things, but I ain't never seen no power like that. How many of y'all like to see God do some things we ain't never seen before? Some things that only we can explain, and it's His sovereign power. And some of you in this room ought to drag yourself down the altar this morning and say, God, I need you.
Yes,
amen. Whew. I'm just trying to help somebody. I already got some help. Number whatever. Number five. Oh, listen, this is the most important one to me. I see. Number five, a strengthened persuasion. Look at verse 15 one more time. Would y'all look at it? How many's there say amen? I am glad. Now look at that. I am glad for your sakes that I wasn't there. That I was not there. Because if I'd have been there, I'd healed him. But listen to this statement. To the intent, you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Now, you know what God's doing this all about? You know what this is all about? He wants to strengthen our persuasion in him. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus the Lord. I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which He's committed to me in just that day.
Amen.
Now let me make four or five statements, Chad. It wasn't that He didn't think they believed. He thought they just needed to believe more. I want y'all to know something. I believe God. But God showed me this week, I need to believe Him more. It wasn't that they had no faith. It's just they needed more faith. I was up here praying this message through to y'all yesterday. And I was praying. And I just cried out to God for more faith. I'm a man of faith. I believe God. But I want y'all to know something. I'm no different than any of you. That sometimes I need more. The faith I got right now is just not enough. And God allows me to go through this so I can get more faith. Somebody help me. It's not that their faith was non-existent. It just needed to be strengthened. How many of y'all, could your faith need some strength? Come on, help me. Have you ever asked, you ever wrote some things down in your notes and then you said, that's good? You ever felt like this? Maybe y'all don't, but I do. God, why didn't you fix it right away? Why didn't you answer as soon as I prayed? Why didn't you heal as soon as I got sick? Why didn't you solve my problem as soon as it showed up? Why didn't you wipe away all this out of my life before it showed up in my life? I'll tell you why. The just shall live by faith. I'll tell you why. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'll tell you why. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I'll tell you why. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Can Preacher John give you a John Smith quote this morning? You ready? You ready? One bad situation may increase your faith, but in the increasing of your faith will help every situation. You'll get a hold of that in a minute. You may want to shout. You know, woo! You know what some of us need to do? We need to go back to memory lane. Let's go back to memory lane. Remember when they said no hope? I remember when I was at the hospital and you were back here, swollen. I thought it was over. I thought it was over. She thought it was over. But it ain't over till God says it's over. You might think it's over, but it ain't over till God says it's over.
Amen.
And I saw you walk up out of there. Oh, there's another one, that gray-haired guy over there with the beard. He's smiling. I was into his hospital room. And everybody thought he was gone. No hope. I thought he was dead as a hammer. You know what God said? It ain't over. It ain't over till I says it's over. And Rick Coons walked out of there. How many of y'all have a memory lane when your life had a mess and when there's some things was going on that nobody could solve, nobody could fix, nobody could help, but God Almighty came on? I'm looking back here at my daughter and my son-in-law. 2009, I think it was. They thought he's dead. Almost died twice. He won't even let me preach from Acts 27 anymore. Almost died twice. But it ain't over. Amen. Till God says it's over. Amen. Y'all with me? You been to memory lane lately?
Yeah.
Man, somebody ought to get happy here. You been to memory lane lately?
Yes, sir.
See, what God's trying to say is, I'll give you some faith. But that faith I'm going to give you, it's adequate for everything.
Amen.
I'm trying to quit, Lois, but it's hard to get off this horse today. Y'all getting any help? I hope you are. I'm going to do this one more time just because I think you need it. One bad situation may increase your faith, but increasing of your faith will help you in every situation. Lastly, you say, what was this all about? Go over to verse 42, and or 43, 44, 45. And I'm done. It was there so people could get saved, so he could save some people. Look at it. Are y'all there? Verse 43, are you there? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. I love our drama. And there's a lot of scenes you have. There's nothing better than resurrection, of course. But when y'all do that resurrection of Lazarus, I just think I'm about ready to jump out of my skin. He was in them grave clothes.
Amen, preacher.
Could you see him?
Yeah.
Hopping up out of there. And said, loose him and let him go. And then the next chapter, he's down there eating at Martha's house.
Amen.
Look at verse 45. Here's what it's all about. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, listen, believe
Amen.
On him.
Amen.
Whew. They showed up for a funeral and got in on a new birth. Woo! You know, this miracle wasn't really about Jesus and Lazarus. Though we want to think it is. Sometimes the trial that you're going through is not for you anyway. It's for somebody else. See, I want all y'all to know the Christian life is a whole lot bigger than you and I. It's a whole lot bigger than bad news and good news. And I want y'all all to know something. There's someone setting a bad news that doesn't change. There's a good God. A God that could save. Folks are coming up and get some help. If you need something, you ought to come too. We ought not to have to wait till this thing's over. There's a good God that's setting on your bad news. And sinner, you know why God allows all of us to go through something? So you can see something in us that is real and that you can get saved by the glory of God. Folks, keep coming. I don't have to quit. You just let God touch you when He's touching you. God's moving. I want to ask, will you head bowed and eyes closed? How many of you know you're saved? Raise your hand if you know you're saved. Come on. How many of you right now don't know you're saved? Raise your hand if you don't know for sure you're saved. Raise them up if you're not sure you're saved. How many of you got some bad news in your life right now? Some trouble, some heartache. Raise your hand if there's some stuff going on. All the house, come on. All right, stand. Everybody, got your hands up. Everybody that needs God to move in this morning, come on. He's moving, our Father. God, you touched this morning. You help now. Thank you, Lord, for this little lesson from your word. God, there's people right now need a touch from God. I pray, God, you do it for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you come?
There's nothing. No,
come on, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
you may feel like it's over. You may feel like you're beyond help.
Nothing,
oh, yeah.
At my
redeemed sons and daughters.
That my God.
It ain't over yet. You still can get some help. You still can get saved.
Seen him do me.
Woo!
And watch him do more.
Oh, Lord. Think about it. Maybe you haven't come to the altar yet. There's still time.
No, there's nothing. I'm glad there's nothing that my God can do.
Some of you struggling and you're just worried. Just come on up here. Get some help. Get some hope. Keep singing, Lord. God's dealing here. Well, Lord.
He measures the world in the palm of his hand.
Yes!
And mountains were made.
Church.
Go ahead, help.
Church, this is Nick. Nick just came forward and asked Christ into his heart for the first time, believing that God could save him. Amen.
Hey, Nick. God bless you. Amen. Best thing you ever done. How? Your name written in heaven. God got a whole lot of bigger purpose than you think. Yeah.